Dustin Byfuglien had just talked about how in that first period when you guys gave up 20 shots, felt like you'd only gave up five. You guys felt like you were in control the whole time. Is that how you felt?
Wow. It's the power of positive thinking right there, gentlemen. No, felt like we were behind it the entire period, and our goaltender was the best player on the ice for both teams, and we needed him to be to survive it. And we got better incrementally as the game went on, but never turned a switch where you felt like you were in control of the game. Your goaltender was your best player straight through. We did start moving a little bit better as the game wore on. I think some of it was the score. But this was a really physically and mentally depleted hockey team at the start that had to rely on its goaltender to get us the win, but did find a way to improve its play over the course of the game, did find a way to do better things, and that's a great sign. I mean, there are other scores around the league, teams that have been, you know, in that fight like we have. They're either winning or you see a 5-1 tonight, Rangers, Ottawa. So we spent a lot. This was our last, I thought, really difficult stretch to our season. And part of it was because of the people out of our lineup. At 6-10, with the quality of opponent that we faced, you know, we started to see some of that energy level kind of leave us in the van game, and found a way to get good enough to win the game.
So you bring up a good point. Ottawa tonight kind of got run out of the rink. You're in eighth place. You give up 20 shots. A lot of teams would fold the tent at that point. What does it say about this team's mental toughness?
I think we knew that we weren't really good in the first period, but we also thought we could get better in it. You know, that there were some things that we could do just to simplify. Sometimes you just got to accept where you're at, not look for perfect, and find a way just to get a little bit better. I thought we did a good job of that. We just got a little more zone time there in the second period and quite a bit more in the third period, it seemed. Gave up a little bit less. They had some good chances. I mean, they had 10 more even strength shots than us, so they were better by a margin in the first period, but it was even strength, a little more even as the game went on.
Paul, it's becoming hard to remember the last time this team played a bad game on home ice. I think it's the last 14 or 16 you've collected points.
Yeah.
Just, is it identifying with, you know, the identity of this team, or is it, you know, grasping on what's the deal with home ice?
I've never felt during the year that was when we weren't winning games at home, and we lost three of our first four in regulation at home, and after that I thought we were pretty good at home. I thought we were the same team home and road, and sometimes it's the schedule that you've got, who you're facing, you know, where you are health-wise. I wouldn't lump tonight into necessarily the other games. We've played our three games prior in here. We played very, very well. Lots of jump, lots of energy. We survived tonight, which is something you're going to have to try to do that at this time of year. We've been comfortable at home for a while. I never felt that we weren't, you know.
For a team that you only see twice on an 82-game schedule, it seems like a lot of hatred between these two clubs, or is that just the byproduct of the style you guys play and finishing plays?
It'd be the style that both teams play. Yeah.
How do you feel you handled their speed overall?
I know that you need to do a single game assessment of what you saw. We weren't nearly as quick as we normally are. So it wasn't a matter of us not being able to handle that speed. We didn't have the legs to skate ourselves. A lot of what we did was straight-legged. The pucks that we moved weren't from a skating player. They were from a standstill guy, and they skated very well in that game. I don't think this is an assessment of our ability to handle fast teams. I think tonight we looked like we were still on the airplane in the first period. And I've seen games like that before. Normally, they don't go your way. So our goaltender was fantastic. We survived the first period because of him, and then we scratched and clawed back to score enough goals to win.
So you don't peel the paint then after the first period?
Not in tonight. If we had come in here fresh, or if we had come in, no, absolutely not after that first period tonight. It was two or three things that we can do to get a little bit better falls, but we really just focused on the second period, making it better than the first, which I guess you could say might have been easy, but there's more to. This wasn't a lack of will, lack of determination, lack of preparation. It was a lack of energy. We were a fatigued hockey team tonight, and we found a way to win.
And is 3 days between games now enough to get that back?
Sure.
Along those lines, Paul, I know it's a big factor to this team, but how important is being physical night in, night out? How big of a factor is being a physical team to getting success?
Well, we can do it, but you cannot make a hit unless you get to it. We weren't as physical as we'd like to be in here tonight because we couldn't get to the hits. So it's if you're not skating, you can't hit. And we didn't have enough juice to get to a lot of them tonight. They moved pucks around us, got through us a little bit quicker than we'd like, especially in the first. We got better at it after, especially in the third period in our end. We finished it a little bit more, closed some things off a little bit faster, found an extra reserve. But you can't, your starting point is let's go out and hit. Well, if you don't get to it, you're not getting to anybody.